This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Yes, yes, yes. Two best friends are in the warehouse once again. It's Max and Ivan here to sell you some amazing products. Welcome to Sound Deals.
Yes, welcome to Sound Deals. Welcome to the Sound Deals warehouse. As Ivan says, two professional acquaintances here ready to sell you some of the most extraordinary products the world has to offer. The Sound Deals team have been snuffling out incredible, incredible deals, and we're here to tell you all about them.
But before that, I just want to catch up with my best friend Max. How have you been, mate?
I've been pretty good, you know.
Yeah. What have you been up to this week?
Absolutely. I did that self tape for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
How did it go?
I think it went very well.
Mm.
And a little bit of outreach from those guys back to me.
Oh, amazing!
Just asking how I got their contact details and things like that. So I think it's I'm feeling pretty positive about it.
Excellent.
And might give myself a recall, you know, and do another, and just send it in.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty psyched. Might, possibly sort of send out a press release or something about that as well, just to kind of keep the momentum going on that side.
Build up on that.
Yeah, you've just got to kind of manifest, I think.
Mm.
Pretty psyched. How about you?
Well, things are going quite all right, actually.
Okay.
Over here. I've been in the warehouse,
yes.
Obviously.
Of course. As per. Yes.
But
do not leave. You cannot leave.
I wish.
No.
More in it than I thought this week, actually.
Oh, go on.
In that I found the basement.
Ah.
Or the basement found me.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you fell in the basement.
I did.
Yes.
I fell in the basement.
Like you fell.
Yeah.
Was it a trap door? Was it a
you know what?
Sinkhole?
I'm not sure what it was.
Wow.
Exactly. What is a sinkhole?
A sinkhole is a kind of chasm in the floor,
yeah,
that sort of often comes out of nowhere, seemingly.
Yep.
It's, you know, it could be tectonic plates moving. It could be, mm-hmm, structural deficiencies. Either way, it's a pretty big hole that you know about pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, no, that sounds about right, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because I did sink, and it took me a solid week just to get out. Now, unfortunately, it happened just after... Well, I mean... I thought it was just after you left. I thought I heard you still, you know, popping your coat on and getting your keys and getting in the car. And I was shouting for you, Max, can you help me? I've fallen down this hole.
Right.
But maybe you didn't hear me, even though I could. I mean, the acoustics in the warehouse are strange because I could hear you whistling to yourself. I heard. Very clearly, one half of a phone call that you had.
Oh,
I think you were ordering an Indian takeaway for one.
I did have an Indian takeaway for one. I mean, you know, you say for one, you know, I can't quite remember. It might have been one of those things where I was with, you know, lots of other people, and maybe we just all. You know where you all just order yourself a thing.
Oh, yeah.
From one.
Yeah, we've all done that.
It's potentially one of those situations. But also, I don't think I can't have been there because, you know, I'd have doubled back and, you know, made sure.
No, of course. And that's what I presume. But, you know, over the week, I clawed my way out.
Great.
So, it's been a solid hour that I've been out of the hole.
Oh my goodness, you're very chipper.
Oh, you know what? It's amazing what seeing sunlight does to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for all of the Sound Deals listeners when I say, what did you eat?
Well, would you believe that sinkholes have lots of dead rats?
Do you know what? Yeah, I would. I'd believe that. I do believe it. And I think I speak for the Sound Deals listeners when I say, no further questions.
Okay, sure thing. But, you know, all I'm going to say is a lighter and some gaffer tape.
You're explaining how you ate the rats, aren't you?
Well, no, I mean, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I did, yeah. I lit them up.
What was the gaffer tape for?
That was to kill one of them that wasn't yet dead.
You killed a rat with some gaffer tape.
Look, I just had to use what was around me, and some gaffer tape fell in.
And a lighter.
The lighter was on my person.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's some good news. Why didn't you lead with that? You've got a new lighter.
Oh, yeah, and it's fantastic.
Brilliant. Can I see it?
No, unfortunately, upon my release, it fell down. And I did think about going back for it. But then I thought, no, we're about to record. I've got to stay professional. I might hop down later and retrieve my lighter.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
Anyway, tell you what else is well worth. Some amazing deals that we're about to share with our listeners.
Yes, that's right. They are well worth. They truly are well worth.
Yep, they are well worth. And so let's find out how much they are worth now.
And a clarification, we are legally not allowed to use the phrase well worth it, which is why we must reemphasize all of our deals are well worth.
The Art Calculator.
Rejoice, rejoice, for the Art Calculator is here.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait to sell you guys the Art Calculator because I have been calculating my art.
Absolutely, that's what it does. It doesn't just calculate any art, it calculates your art.
Yeah. This is for budding artists out there. I, of course, am one of you. And this will tell you how much your art is worth.
Absolutely. No longer does one have to, you know, either speculate or deal with, you know, Christie's and these Sotheby's, these auctioneers, these brokers. You can go with proof of the value of your art.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention Christie's. This product was designed by a lady called Christie.
Yeah, so in many ways, this is Christie's way of evaluating your art. So you can, with a bit of verbal sleight of hand, say that your art has been valued by Christie's.
Yeah. And it's very simple, the way it works. It's almost like a, well, okay, let me break it down for you. So, let me pull out the art calculator.
Yeah. Oh.
Here it is.
There it is.
Looks kind of like, looks like a phone.
Yeah, it looks very, very similar to a phone.
And it's got a nice, it's actually got a very nice, leather bound, case.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And what you do is you open up the application to call, a video call.
Right.
And there is one contact. It's a
Christie?
Phone. It's Christie, yeah. Yep. So.
Oh, it is a phone. Yes, it's simply a phone. Simply a phone.
So no. It is the art calculator, of course.
But basically, what I mean, in practical, just whilst you're breaking it down.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is all falls within the remit of the art calculator.
It looks like a phone.
Yes.
It acts like a phone.
But the end result is your art will be calculated.
It will.
I'm guessing if you hit that call button.
Then
you'll be calling
Christie.
Christie, and she will.
And then it's a video.
It's a video call.
It's a video call.
So I'm guessing she'll take a gander at your art.
And then she'll calculate it for you.
Right. Incredible.
Yeah.
What's Christie's background?
Does
she have a background in the art world?
She doesn't. But what she does have is a lot of time on her hands to look at all of the art.
So she's retired.
She is. Yeah, she's a retired school dinner lady. She does also have a lot more time on her hands now that her dear husband passed away.
Okay,
she was a full-time carer for him.
But now he has passed. And this really helps fill the time.
And yeah, it does. She sounds like quite
a chatty Kathy.
You'd think so, but she's very short with me at the very least.
So where did you find out all this information about her life?
It's in the manual.
Right. Let me have a look.
Yeah, here it is. It's a manual / autobiography.
Oh God, it's quite sad.
Yeah.
Long career as a dinner lady.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it.
Quite a lot about her husband.
Yeah, sadly made redundant due to budget cuts at the school,
which happens to us all.
Yeah, and she seems quite a lot of resent about that. And lots of lovely stuff about her husband Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff sadly dwindled in later years.
There are a few little hints in this book which will tell you how to up the value of your art.
Oh, right.
Christy really loves yellow daffodils.
Right. Oh, okay.
So if you pop a yellow daffodil in there, that really will up the value of your work.
Yeah. Good. There's a chapter or two on yellow daffodils.
Yeah, there sure are. It is great, though, because she will value anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Value anything as though it were a piece of art.
That's right, yes.
Okie doke. So you've mentioned, I suppose she's said almost all she wants to say about herself in this weighty tome.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, once the process is done, the valuation is complete, she will then send you a certificate to certify the artwork that's valued, and the art calculator will show that certificate in it's a text. She'll text you what it's worth, and then you can sell it on eBay or wherever you want.
Incredible. So talk me through the art that you made and your interaction with Christy. I'm fascinated as to how it works. I know that you've been a budding artist for some time.
Yes. Ages.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure there are loads of listeners there with similar artistic aspirations. So take me through it. You've just completed a work.
Yep.
What kind of medium? What subject matter?
Gouache.
Lovely.
Yes.
I presume that was the medium, not the subject matter. You weren't drawing a picture of some gouache in charcoal.
You'd be surprised, Max.
Right.
Because Christy's a picky lady, and she wanted a picture of... apart from valuing your artwork...
You can
use the art calculator to tell you what art to create as well.
And is that simply phoning up Christy?
That would be calling Christy.
And then asking what...
And then she'll tell you what she would like.
But quite abruptly.
Yes. Yeah. She doesn't have a lot of time for me, but I'm sure she'll have lots of time for our wonderful Sound Deals listeners.
So you phoned up Christy.
Yeah.
And she said...
She said she wanted... a picture of a gouache tube.
Right.
Made using the earth, she said. The earth.
Goodness me.
Yes, yes.
That's it. Quite sort of conceptual or more modernist than I'd imagined.
Well.
Because you've got, on one hand, she likes... paintings of yellow daffodils.
She really does.
And then
she
on the
really
other
does.
Hand,
she
after,
will value them highly.
She's after a sculpture of a tube of paint.
That's what I tried to do. I did find some mud out back, and I kind of sculpted what looked to me like a tube, which, you know, then I kind of scrawled on the word gouache on there, and I used the art calculator to video call Christy.
Yeah.
And she said it wasn't a painting, that was a sculpture, so that was valued at zero.
Oh, so when you say she'll value anything, if it's not a painting, she values it at zero.
Yeah, that is correct.
Right.
She will value any painting.
Right.
But nothing else.
Well, I mean, she valued your sculptor. Your sculpture?
Yes, at zero. Yes. She will happily value anything.
But unless
it's a painting, it will be zero.
Comes in at a cold zero.
Yeah.
So you knew that you had to double back, use the earth to create a painting.
Yes, and the earth I used. Yes.
I thought there'd be more to that sentence than that. I admit, I thought you were going to say the earth I used was, and then give an example of, you know, the type of earth and how you used it.
Sure. If you want me to go into it, I ground up some grass.
Fabulous.
And then I found a sickly bird dropping, which had quite a rich yellow. I ground up some eggshells from this sick bird's nest. And I created a grey kind of paste with a bit of pond water as well. And then unfortunately I didn't have any paper on me, so I did actually end up making my own paper from I pulped a branch, and then I went through a 3-day drying and pressing process.
Almost like a papyrus, kind of.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I did. And then I painted this gouache tube, and Christy was happy with what I created.
It sounds like an absolutely extraordinary labour of love that you went on.
And she,
how much did she value it at?
£3.94. And so with that text message confirmation, certificate to confirm the valuation, I put it on eBay. And there it stands, waiting for a bid.
Well, that's extraordinary. So you said she'll post you a certificate as well.
Well, she'll post it via the calculator.
Oh, so it's the text.
It is the text.
It's the text.
Yeah, it's the text.
Okay.
But the great thing about the calculator is that it has a function where you can, I guess you'd be grabbing the screen.
Screen grab.
Yeah, screenshot it, and then you'd have that image to be able to put online to show people that your art has been valued.
Fantastic. What's your next project to be validated via Christy? Are you going off on something of your own, or are you looking to Christy for more inspiration?
Well, I'm actually going to do a painting of a daffodil.
Okay.
Because I thought, now I know what's going to be valued highly. But unfortunately, Christy does actually want me to... she wants me to break it down. She wants me to create a deconstructed daffodil using the essence of the ground.
Yeah, I know, no expert, but I mean, the essence of the ground, are you going to be tackling that in a different way, or?
You know what? I'm just going to see what comes to me, because everything I'm doing is not really hitting more than £5
right
at the moment.
How many pieces have you made for her?
I've spent 30 days making a piece a day, so
a
30 pieces.
Wow.
Of art, which. Well, I was hoping to put up on the walls in the warehouse, but I'm not allowed due to contractual reasons.
Yes, no, they have to stay. They've got to stay clear. Well, I mean, for anyone out there who wishes to make £5 from their artwork, and by make, I suppose we do mean be valued at.
Now, Christy is not purchasing the art from you. Obviously, she does have the opportunity to.
She's got first refusal.
Yes, and that is part of the long manual autobiography. It does state that she, if she really does like the art enough to buy it, then she has the opportunity to purchase it at half the price that she has valued it at.
intrigue. It makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I can see it here just after. There's quite a few chapters on the caravan holidays that she used to go on.
Yes, to Norfolk.
Yes, indeed, Norfolk. And then another just chapter on just thoughts about Norfolk. Oh, yes. And here we go. In small text at the bottom. Yeah, half price for her if she likes anything.
Unfortunately, she hasn't wished to purchase any of my artworks yet. But we live in hope.
Well, listen, she sounds like a tough nut to crack. But that's how the art market retains its value. Otherwise, we fall down a NFT rabbit hole of bullshit. So thank you, Christy, for doing God's work and for your very tender caring for Jeff in his final years.
And you can get the art calculator from us, obviously. But also, if you went into a phone shop...
A mobile phone shop, I was going to say.
Yeah. Now... If you just ask for a phone, and then on the art calculator website, there is a phone number.
Right.
Then there's a kind of a way that you can create your own art calculator at home.
Wow! Incredible. And what do you just simply pay some money directly to Christy for that number?
Yeah, you just purchase the phone number.
Right.
Well, actually, what you do is you purchase the access to the website.
Really?
Yes. And the website has the phone number on it, which you then input into your phone.
Incredible. How do you contact Christy to get the information about the website?
There's another phone number. If you want access to her website, then you...
you phone up and she'll charge you.
There's a phone number. She will take a charge of £17 plus VAT, and
so
then
just around 20.
Yeah, roughly £20, and then she'll read out the website to you. Then you'll access that website. Then in that website there is a phone number, and then you can video call that phone number to have your art valued.
Yeah, Christy really does seem to be filling her days. The Art Calculator.
Brandbassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Every week here in the Sound Deals Warehouse, we are lucky enough to welcome a very special guest selling a very special product. This week, it is none other than the wonderful stand-up Ola Labib, but she is far more than just a wonderful stand-up because she has brought quite a remarkable piece to us today on Sound Deals.
We are so excited about this product, Ola. And before we go into it, let's hear that product name.
Thunderfelt.
Thunderfelt. Wow, what an exciting name to an exciting product.
Very exciting. I can't wait to sell this. Are you ready for this?
Oh, we are so ready. We've been delighted to use it. But tell the world why Thunderfelt is the way forward.
If you haven't slept or you suffer from any form of insomnia, Thunderfelt is the product to buy. It will help you. It's anti-allergic, first of all. And if you have any particular fetishes to wool, this is the product to buy. Maybe fetish was the wrong word.
Hey, listen, we...
But you know what? It works.
We don't judge here. You can feel any kind of way you like about wool because it's a wonderful woolen product. It's loud, but it's soft.
Yeah, and that's it creates its own noise on the market, if that makes sense.
It's loud. If you rub it against a shop wall, you mean that kind of sound? Is that what you're talking about, felt?
Yeah, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
So you've been going to marketplaces.
Yeah, I've been going to the market with my Thunderfelt because I have been testing out this product for 30 days, Ola, and what a product.
And you've been rubbing it against like shop walls. Is that why you've been wearing it as underwear? So you've literally been wearing, you've got Thunderfelt made into underwear and you've literally been twerking on shop walls just to see the kind of sound effects it made?
You know, I'm just a rigorous tester, is all I can say.
Yes, I mean, that was quite rigorous. That wasn't in the instructions specifically.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, I like to step out of the box.
That you were wearing as underwear.
Yeah, quite.
Because essentially Thunderfelt comes as rolls, ladies and gentlemen. So it comes as long, long rolls. Usually you use it for sleeping purposes, to use it as a duvet. But you can cut it into literally anything you want. We sell it as bed products for the comfort of it. But if you prefer to wear it as clothes, just like our dear Ivan here likes to cut it out and, you know, make it into undergarments, you know, it's quite a flexible product. So
it's flexible, it's warm, it's insulating. I mean, I also use it as bedding. I've used it as underwear. As you can see, I'm actually wearing a full suit out of it.
Absolutely. We've had to make you stand very far away from the microphone due to the thunderous element of it.
The crackle, yeah.
Yeah, the crackle. So Ivan is very much throwing his voice. He's standing at the far end of the warehouse. Ola and I are stood together next to a box of Thunderfelt, and Ivan, I can see there, yeah, wearing that natty lurid green. You've gone for a green suit.
Yeah. I mean, it does come in more colours, I'm told, but all I was given was green.
Well, at the moment, I use Thunderfelt as a hijab. For all my Muslim sisters out there, this is the product to wear. It insulates you in the winter. It also airs you out in the summer. And it literally, usually my hijabi sisters, when we take it off, our hair is very static and it's everywhere. With Thunderfelt, it holds the hair in a perfect position that you get what people may call hat hair. We call it hijab hair. So Thunderfelt is the product for all Muslims to use.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned static. And obviously, the there's not a static problem from hair to Thunderfelt. But from Thunderfelt, I've found personally to just any other product just around me, there is quite a bit of a static shock that can happen when just touching any other item.
Well, I suppose that's sort of the thunder element. Is that right, Ola?
Well, I think so. And I think if you're in a crowded place, especially with COVID, Thunderfelt is very important. If you drag your feet across the ground quite erratically and you don't want anyone in particular to be near you, you don't actually have to touch them for the static energy. So it gives you a natural COVID barrier around you.
That's extraordinary. It's essentially a kind of force field, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And well, I mean, I didn't realise that to begin with, but I've had a bit of a limp from the way I've been sleeping recently. I didn't need to go into it, but I have been dragging my foot around, which I have realised now has been causing the kind of static build-up and this force field effect. Obviously, if I were to just be able to walk normally, I wouldn't maybe be so statically charged.
Right. So you're saying that the dragging foot has served kind to of, further injure you?
The dragging of the foot from a previous injury.
Right.
Has built up a static charge in the Thunderfelt.
Okay, fabulous. I mean, would you say that's helped in terms of keeping away some of the animals that live in the Sound Deals warehouse?
You know what? They've not come that near me, so I've got a feeling that it has helped in that respect.
Well, at least now you know it's not because of your odour. Now you know it's purely because of the Thunderfelt.
Well, I would hope so. And I just want to say that the Thunderfelt really, it's very absorbent with odours. And it certainly, I've been wearing it for 30 days.
Yeah. Every smell's a memory,
yeah.
and it's full of memories.
It sure is.
Even from this side of the warehouse, I'm able to kind of share in some of the experiences that you've had over the past 30 days.
You know, if I just angle my my body this way, you can almost smell what I was eating 3 weeks ago.
It's there. Which is perhaps why, you know, wearing it as a suit isn't necessarily the first recommendation.
But sure.
Also, and that explains why I've had such a kebab craving for the past 10 minutes.
Indeed.
Three weeks ago. Yeah, that was the last time I ate, actually. That's a different thing. We don't need to go into that.
But it was a nice big kebab.
It was a big kebab that I found.
You found?
Yes, found it.
Oh.
Finders keepers. Finders eaters.
And I suppose, you know, there's a bonus there if you're wearing the Thunderfelt suit, because, you know, once you've found the kebab, there is then a physical force field keeping people away from you as you chow down.
Yeah, quite. And actually, if you kind of run on the spot and then just lunge towards the kebab, you make such a static shock that it almost heats it up. Almost heats it up.
Extraordinary use of the word almost there. Would you say it does or it doesn't heat it up?
I'd say it almost does.
Is that... I'm just going to dig a tiny bit deeper there, Ivan. Do you mean it heats it up a tiny bit, or is it just that you feel you thought it would heat it up, but
sure.
I feel like you still haven't quite answered the question. Ola, what does the future hold for Thunderfelt?
Well, I don't really like using my microwave because it's old, but now that I know that it has heating capacities, I know that I can exercise, and by the time I finish exercise, it would have built up so much energy that I can actually heat my food post-exercise.
Absolutely, and I really would reiterate that it might be able to do that.
Yes, I mean, it feels like that's a work in progress, but, you know, who knows what can, you know, I mean... The product is always in development. I'm sure, you know, Thunderfelt, maybe the heating element of it will be, you know, will be fine-tuned in the next iteration.
We can only hope.
Yeah, we can test it out on, like, something like asparagus or something first, because it doesn't have to be heated up that much. So we can try it on asparagus or... parsnips, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, who doesn't love an uncooked parsnip?
Or just a mildly heated parsnip, or a parsnip that you think possibly, and again, we're not fully clear, may have been warmed a little by your movement. But I really think, you know, in the way that, you know, solar panels, a few years ago, they were huge, they were ungainly, they didn't quite do the job, but people went for them because they were the future. You knew that you were doing the right thing. What we've got here is a generative product that you wear, and simply by exerting the energy that you have about you, you are able to possibly heat things, we think.
Yeah.
So a few months down the line, a few years down the line, you could be wearing Thunderfelt 2, Thunderfelt 3, and you could be, you know, you could be deep squatting, Ivan, and any food you find or even buy could be heated up.
One can only dream.
Ola, how much is a roll of Thunderfelt? Please let us know.
Well, the popular colours is a little bit more expensive, and I think it's per metre. So if you're looking for a roll of a metre of an unattractive colour, you'll only be paying $6.99.
Fabulous. $6.99. For one of the in-demand colours?
You're looking at about $11.99 with the in-demand colours.
I mean, I think that's an absolute bargain. And I presume that this lurid lime green is one of the popular colours.
I think it's quite popular. Why not?
Absolutely. I haven't got a word to say against it. In fact, from where I am, I can barely see it. So, fair play. Ola, thank you so much for sharing the majesty of Thunderfelt. Whether you go for a popular colour or one of the niche colours, I think you can agree it's a shockingly sound deal. That is all we have time for this week here at Sound Deals.
It's been an absolute pleasure spending our time with you, Sound Deals listener.
And we are very honoured to have had Ola Labib join us as our brand ambassador this week. Please do check out all of her work. She's a fantastic up-and-coming comedian and can be seen on BBC2's Funny Festival, available on iPlayer.
I will sure be tuning in straight away. Do you want to tune in with me?
That is very kind. That's all we've got time for this week, as I mentioned. Had I had a bit more notice, I would have been happy to. I've got plenty on this evening.
Okay. Oh yeah. What are you up to?
I'm playing solitaire with the gang. Again, you all bring a copy of a version of solitaire and you play it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? A copy?
You know, the
deck of cards.
Yes, and or the other version, which involves
Like the Microsoft Windows Solitaire game.
Or like a physical version of that game, which was around prior to the Microsoft version.
Is that a thing? You can get that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. And that's what I'm going to... That's what we're the...
So you play a solitary game of solitaire, because obviously it works. That's how it works.
Yes.
And then what? Do you tell each other how you did?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I join in?
We're pretty... Maybe next week I'll ask the guys. You okay. know, they're pretty. The banter's flying in the group chat and stuff. So you know,
cool.
I'll investigate.
Cool. Well, in the meantime, if you have anything that you want to chuck in the sinkhole next week, then bring it over because it's growing.
Ah, right. And is the plan? Are you trying to fill it?
I think that's my plan for the rest of the week, is to just try and stop it from
expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crikey. What's gone in so far?
Well, it's just had a couple of my suitcases with my things.
you led with those?
I didn't intend for that to happen, but it just swallowed those up. So, you know, I've been umming and ahhing about going back in for that. And of course,
the lighter.
Lovely lighter.
Gorgeous lighter.
Really, really nice lighter, which I got on holiday with my former partner.
Right.
But yeah, no. Otherwise, I think I'm just generally, about the warehouse.
You are about the warehouse.
Yeah.
And we're about those sound deals, which we'll have more for you next.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Uh-oh.
Is that the recall?
I think that does mean there have been some recalls. Bit odd.
Never happens. Okay. We'll quickly rattle through those and then off we go.
Yeah.
Off I go.
Oh.
Maxi Mittens.
How maxi is maxi? Roughly the size of a football pitch. And many of you who purchased these plus, plus, plus size mittens were not happy with that fact. And we appreciate that.
Candlestick experience package.
Who doesn't want to be trapped inside a tube and then with their head lit on fire? Most of you.
But as you were correctly complaining, you should be complaining because that was not the candlestick experience, but the candle experience. The candlestick experience is, of course, to be stood up and have some hot wax sort of placed on your head. So apologies for all of those who were hoping for that.
Hair strainer.
Yes, not a straightener, but a strainer. And not the hair on your head, but the animal. Did some typos contribute to the confusion related to this? Yes. Do we have a number of animal charity-related apologies to make? Also, yes.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxinivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.